nesting on Boldeer Island. The fortuitous discovery allowed conservationists to put the birds on the endangered species list. And this paved the way for federal protections on their Alaskan nesting grounds and their wintering territories in Oregon and California. Thanks to this habitat conservation, there are now more than 120,000 Aleutian cackling geese, making the biannual journey between Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. To learn how to conserve seasonal habitats and protect the future of migratory birds in your area, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Then here we are, Earth Riot Radio. Once again, I'm Reverend Billy, and this is a production of, as you know, the Church of Stop Shopping in New York. We are facing reality cloaked and choking in a world of virtuality. That would be what we call the shopping. It's become so extreme. Going to make our way out of that today. Two rivers. There is, this year, two tremendous releases of energy. Two rivers carving out hills and crashing into cities. One is the peace movement pouring through the streets for Gaza. These outpourings of peace, well, they rank with the Black Lives Matter and the Earth Day of the 1970s. So many millions of us. The other river is the tumultuous floods and fires and storms and droughts of the earth, summarized in the phrase global heat wave, or maybe more accurately or more completely with the sixth extinction. Both of these rivers are accelerating madly, and soon they will join as one great torrent, so furiously strong that nations, tribes, and religions will lose their bloody borders to a new way of life and death. Earth-a-luya.
Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya. Earth-a-luya.
Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world.
As a superstorm, as a baby is born, in a wayward flock, insects we sought. From a flood's star turn, a town is eaten by worms. Like holding your hand, like a year in your land. The earth is coming, the earth is coming. As your bad weather sighs, as science lies, in eyes of despair, a horizon's stare. From an end of all the fun, from I love you, sun, like a sunshiny day, like a nightmare's display. The earth is coming, the earth is coming, as your surprise disease, as your killing breeze. In an apocalypse, your one final kiss, from the dread we feel, from a yes, this is real, like a light year away. Like a please, please stay. The earth is coming. The earth is coming. The earth is coming.
What about webs? A web is a network. It's decentralized. It's resilient. It doesn't have a head, it's not going to fall apart if you cut any single strand. But it is definitely stronger and healthier and smarter the more connections there are between different elements in the web. A web can grow and include new elements, new members, without subsuming or destroying their nature, their unique characteristics, their freedom, their power to make choices. Whether we're aware of it or not, we're always part of a web. We always exist in relationship with others. We breathe together with trees and algae in the seas. Our immune systems are built up by the rest of our species and by the complex ecosystem of microbes that exist in our gut. We only have language thanks to the spontaneous, communicative webs that run between all humans. And the tendency isn't towards one universal language. It's towards thousands of languages. Unending diversity, just like in an ecosystem. Hierarchical institutions don't give us life. Webs of relationships do. Recognizing that decentralized networks are a fundamental feature of life itself allows us to approach life more intelligently and to help the living ecosystems of this planet to thrive again.
to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. A mysterious rogue planet has been observed gobbling 6 billion tons of gas and dust a second, an unprecedented rate that blurs the line between planets and stars, astronomers said last week. Unlike Earth and other planets in our solar system, which orbit the sun, rogue planets float freely through the universe, untethered to a star. Scientists estimate there could be trillions of rogue planets in our galaxy alone. These strange objects intrigue astronomers because they are neither a star nor a proper planet. The team observed an astonishing growth spurt in a rogue planet around 620 light years from Earth in the constellation Chameleon. The planet has a mass 5 to 10 times bigger than Jupiter. In August of this year, the planet suddenly started devouring matter from its disk at a record-breaking 6 billion tons per second, 8 times faster than a few months earlier. This is the strongest accretion episode ever recorded for a planetary mass object. A team of water engineers have spent a month blasting and chiseling a 100-ton fatberg from under the streets of West London. The blockage, consisting mainly of wet wipes glued together by congealed fat, oil, and grease, was the equivalent in mass of 8 double-decker buses stuck 10 meters below street level. The Thames Water Company has circulated details of the mammoth cleanup job to mark a month-long national campaign across the UK to raise awareness of how substances and items dumped down drains affect our rivers, seas, and wider environment. Typhoon Baloy slammed into central Vietnam late last week with winds of 80 miles per hour and lingered over land for almost 12 hours. The Environment Ministry of Vietnam estimated damages may cost up to $600 million. The storm and its aftermath have killed at least 51 people, while 14 others are missing and 200,000 structures are damaged. An article published in the journal Communications Medicine points to a correlation between disturbances in Earth's magnetic field resulting from solar storms and an increase in the frequency of heart attacks, especially among women. The authors reached this conclusion by analyzing data from the public health network in the state of Sao Paulo. Focusing on hospital admissions for myocardial infarction, the analysis included information from 871 men and 469 women. When looking at the relative frequency rate of cases, researchers found that for women, it's significantly higher during disturbed geomagnetic conditions compared to calm conditions. In the 31 to 60-year-old age group, it's up to 3 times higher. The results suggest that women are more susceptible to geomagnetic conditions. Geomagnetic disturbances are caused by the impact of the solar wind on the magnetosphere, the outermost region of the atmosphere, where the solar wind meets Earth's magnetic field. Researchers have recreated a nearly forgotten yogurt recipe that once was common across the Balkans and Turkey using ants. Reporting in iScience on October 3rd, the team shows that bacteria, acids, and enzymes in ants can kickstart the fermentation process that turns milk into yogurt. Redwood ants can be found crawling through the forests of the Balkans and Turkey, where this yogurt-making technique was once popular and is still known. We dropped 4 whole ants into a jar of warm milk by the instruction of community members, recalls lead author Veronica Sinot of the University of Copenhagen, Denmark. The jar was then tucked into an ant mound to ferment overnight. By the next day, the milk had started to thicken and sour. Ants carry lactic and acetic acid bacteria. Acids produced by these bacteria help coagulate the dairy. One type of these bacteria was similar to that found in commercial sourdough. Enzymes from the ant and the microbes work in tandem to break down milk proteins and turn milk into yogurt. The Ganges River is in crisis. This lifeline for around 600 million people in India and neighboring countries is experiencing its worst drying period in 1,300 years. Using a combination of historical data, paleoclimate records, and hydrological models, researchers discovered that human activity is the main cause. They also found that the current drying is more severe than any recorded drought in the river's history. The scientists found that the recent drying of the Ganges River from 1991 to 2020 is 76% worse than the previous worst recorded drought, which occurred during the 16th century. Not only is the river drier overall, but droughts are now more frequent and last longer. The primary driver is the weakening of the summer monsoon. This weakening is linked to human-driven factors such as the warming of the Indian Ocean and air pollution from anthropogenic aerosols. In 2019, researchers discovered that for butterflies in the Amazon, having colorful wings might be turning into a disadvantage. Researchers spent several weeks in the rainforest and discovered butterfly species change significantly depending on their environment, and their colors followed suit. From the Amazon rainforest to California to Spain, monoculture forests are being grown over huge areas. According to one estimate, eucalyptus plantations, among the most common type, farmed for wood pulp, timber, and toilet paper, cover at least 54 million acres around the world. New studies of butterflies are part of a broader body of research into discoloration, which examines how nature loss is altering the colors of the natural world. Butterflies are an ideal subject for study because they are among the most colorful organisms in the world. They display a vast array of colors across habitats, respond quickly to environmental changes, and are easy to monitor. Color isn't just about aesthetics. It has important evolutionary functions. In a broader trend, ecosystems that once supported many colors are becoming more muted as they are degraded, simplified, and polluted by humans. Coral reefs are bleaching, oceans are becoming greener, even rainbows are predicted to become less visible in densely populated and polluted areas. And now, the sounds of extinction. The Trump administration has said it will rescind Bill Clinton's 1999 roadless rule, more than two decades after its introduction appeared to mark the end of the bitter battle between environmentalists and loggers over the future of America's best and wildest remaining woodlands. Advocates of the roadless rule argue these areas should not be viewed as mere sources of timber, pointing to their crucial ecological role in protecting and filtering the streams and rivers that provide clean drinking water to millions of Americans. The gnarled old-growth trees that have stood untouched for centuries in these places also act as a home to hundreds of threatened species and are a vast carbon store. The roadless rule protects select fragments of forest, most of it in the U.S. West. They are some of the most treasured jewels of nature found outside national parks. The largest roadless area in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska is one of the most carbon-rich forests in the world and contains more brown bears than the entire lower 48. Superior National Forest in Minnesota contains miles of crystal clear waters, as well as moose, lynx, songbirds, and wolves. The Forest Service already oversees 370,000 miles of roads, enough to wrap around the world 14 times. And any new roads carved through forests will also have to be funded by an agency that has had its budget cut and has lost about 15% of its staff, some 5,000 people, from Trump's recent purge of the federal workforce. The roadless rule specifically targets roads because they act as a multiplier for forest destruction, often spawning further offshoot roads that slice up connected habitat, as the fishbone pattern dismemberment of the Amazon rainforest has shown. These roads often bring in new invasive species that can choke out native plants and animals. And hear the sound of a road being cut.
And it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Sun Ra. And his accompanist, the vocalist, the woman who kept saying, "Haven't you heard? It's after the apocalypse." And today's show had a lot of apocalypse in it, I think, didn't it? Johann Strauss and his waltz from Vienna, the Ojibwe singers, the women of that glorious community in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And hello, all of you. We beam out from WOJB in Hayward. We want to be with you and support you. If the Line 3 has succeeded, if the black snake came through, we want to support you. There will be more, I hate to say it, more evil coming from the tar sands to the north. Savitri, thank you for the news of a natural world. Jason, thank you for editing and staying up late so that we could get this all done. Peter Gelderhus, your wise words reminds me of David Graeber. Just a real clear talker about the darkest of subjects, but just his practical intelligence gives his listeners reason to be encouraged. If you can think that clearly, if you can see the possibility still of people working together in communities like a web where each of us is joined in great strength and connection to other individuals and building a healthy, strong community that resists these killers, these billionaires. Oh, Jason, once again, thank you for your saxophone in the River Song, working with our former music director, Nehemiah Luckett, and the Stop Shopping Choir, always present somehow in these 30-minute adventures. The Stop Shopping Choir will be holding forth at the Quaker Meeting House in New York. Our new opening date will be Sunday, November 16th. And we're going to have new songs and new energy and new revolution. Amen. Well, this is a time of thinking about what form a revolution would take when we're in the grips of strongmanism and billionaires who have gamed the economy to their benefit. We have, at that same time, as I mentioned in my Rivers guess about the future, we have the Earth changing at a scale that Americans just don't get. And why? Well, we have a sick, really ill, distorted relationship to the natural world. And that's what we're working on here together, reinventing that time with the Earth. Let's do it again next week. Will somebody give me an Earth-a-luiah?
You're listening to CJSF 90.1.